The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
The serve clipped the net. It's over pass free ball. Mestel, her hammer, hit the net. It popped up. That allowed St. Paul to play it. And they'll pass it over. Middle attack is going to be dropped on the block. Sokolowski.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platte Conference Triangular from Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals battle the Orr Chanticleers and Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here's Carson again outside, tips it over. The dig is made by Fisher. Set back to Heiss, and Heiss gets it across. Chanticleers dig. Peterson attack, down and good. Five in a row for the Chanticleers.
Both Kearney Catholic and Ord are rated in the top five, so Donovan Trumbull will be looking to pull an upset on their home floor. It's the Cardinal Try coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back once again, everyone, to the pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We are back here at Donovan Trumbull High School, where it is time for volleyball action between the number one team in C1, Kearney Catholic, and the number five team in C2, Ord. Ord had to go three sets to defeat Donovan Trumbull a little bit earlier tonight, and Kearney Catholic is coming off their first loss of the season in four sets at Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday night. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number two is a 5'9 senior, Haley McKelvey. Number seven is a 6'1 junior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number five is a 5'7 sophomore, Shayla Connor. Number one is a 5'6 junior, Michaela Mestel. Number 14 is a 6' junior, Megan Anderson. And number 18 is a 5'4 freshman, Allie Prosofsky, the libero. Number 23, freshman, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and Brad Childress. 12-1, ranked number one in two of the three polls, number two in the other behind SCOTUS in the Omaha World Herald. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, number two is a 5'9 senior, Katie Peterson. Number 11 is a 5'11 senior, Molly Welniak. Number 8 is a 5'9 junior, Callie Pelton. Number 10, a 5'8 junior, Megan Alexander. Number 4, a 5'9 senior, Holly Heil. And number 14, a 5'11 junior, Nikki Carson. Ord does not use a libero. They are coached by Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen. 12-3 on the season, ranked 4th and 5th. In the state of Nebraska in C2. And that's a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years unparalleled, they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, the better bank. It will be Kearney Catholic from right to left. It'll be Ord from left to right. And we're ready for high school volleyball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed. Stop by and see Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening serve is next.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ward won the toss. They'll serve it away first in the red with white trim, the green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Katie Peterson. For the Lady Chanticleers, they'll go from left to right, and the first serve is deep and out of bounds. One thing Ward's going to have to do to be competitive with Kearney Catholic and try and get the win here tonight is serve aggressively, and that's going to mean probably a few errors as well. That's how Grand Island Central Catholic was able to squeak one out on Thursday, as Haley McKelvey will serve it across for the Stars. Ward will have it out to Alexander, and her attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. That'll make it 2-0, Kearney Catholic. Now, again, the Stars are a little bit taller than the Chanticleers. Carson and Welniak at 5'11", but the Stars have 6'1", 6', 5'9". They can come off the bench with some height in here. They serve that is tipped in the back row or tried to get out of the way, but it was grazed and an ace serve there for McKelvey. So Haley McKelvey gives Kearney Catholic a quick 3-0 lead here, and we've yet to really have a rally. McKelvey's serve into the net. Back over to Ward, and checking into the ball game will be Jamie McCann. She'll play defense in that back row, and Molly Welniak will serve it up for the Lady Chanticleers. Welniak goes right in the middle of that service area, about 8 feet off the line. Takes 3 steps and fires that serve. Down the middle to Studi. Connor runs it down. Set to the outside, Messel. She'll roll over the block. Dug out Welniak. Carson sets. The lefty Felton will take it across. Great dig by Studi. Set to the outside, Messel. Near side kill. Give the kill to Michaela Messel. That'll be the first kill for Kearney Catholic. And they take a 4-1 lead here in the opening set. Sokolowski rotates out, and Megan Anderson rotates back into the front row for Kearney Catholic. And back to serve at Studi. She goes with the old-fashioned jump serve and out of rotation. Going to be called on Ord. Lady Chanticleers immediately checking their notebook to see if they had the right kid, see who was out of position. But it goes down as another ace for Kearney Catholic and 5-1. Studi, you can get on a roll if you give her that opportunity. And the freshman lets it fly, but that one's going to be deep. Not by much. It always looks, if you got a good jump serve, it looks like it's going to be 10 feet deep, and it ends up being about 6 inches. But Studi misses that one, and Ward will get the volleyball back. Jerry Tuma checks into the ball game. Both teams use a few substitutes. It's not just 6 or 7 players. Tuma will serve it away at Messel. Connor sets it back to Michaela. She has to tip it over the double block and finds the opening. Messel with her second kill. Of course, these teams have had a little bit of a history here as the Stars bring Ellie Connolly in. When Ord first came into the conference, they knocked off Kearney Catholic a couple of times when the Stars were favored. And then in the state tournament a handful of years ago, Ord won the state tournament when Kearney Catholic got banged up down in Lincoln. Ord beat into that year in the state final. 7-2 your score. Kearney Catholic with another ace serve. Shayla Connor. Ord going to try and change up defense. So Ord knew they had to serve strong, but now they got to find out a way to pick up the serve. And Connor just floats it over. Overpass that time from Orange. Set middle. Anderson termination. And Kearney Catholic is clicking right out of the gate here. And another sub coming in. Tierra Krumel, who did not play against Donovan Trumbull, comes in here. So trying to find some defensive players to just get the volleyball back is Coach Wendy Alexander. And the serve of the cross. Down the line it goes. Here's the set to the outside. Carson tried to cut it too much and put it into her own net. So Ward has scored on 3 Kearney Catholic errors. Nikki Carson cuts it into the net, so Kearney Catholic would get the point, and now Ward will call the timeout. So we'll get things straight there. First set, 9-2. Kearney Catholic will be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, Kearney Catholic is off to a very quick start here in the opening set of our top five matchup. 9-2, Stars lead Ord. Ord calling the timeout. Shayla Connor on the service line has put 3 in a row over. three ace serves already for the Stars. And out of the timeout, Connor fires again. Get on a roll, the more aggressive you get. Alexander will drive it into the double block, right back over to the Chanticleers. Carson sets Alexander in the middle from off the net this time, rolls it over the 2 6-footers outside Messel. She'll bring it back quickly. The dig is made by Peterson, our longest rally of the match. Middle attack driven over by Holly Heil. Ord digs out of the back row, tries a back row attack that time with Jamie McCann, a pretty good one, but Ord recovers and then sends it deep. Ord is trying to play aggressive right now, but they just can't keep it in play, making some mistakes, longest rally of the match, and Ord picks up the error, and Kearney Catholic picks up the point. Connor floats it across, barely stabbed at it. They're not going to get it back. That's an ace serve because it just wasn't passed well, and Connor with her second ace, and it's 11-2. So a much easier beginning than the Stars would have imagined right here. Let's see if Ord can get things turned around on another short serve that Ord has trouble passing, but they do get it over with Heil to McCann. Close to the net, Connor goes to Anderson, blocked up front by Carson, saved by Messel. Left wing, Messel off the block, down and good. So Kearney Catholic is not making any mistakes right now, and it looks like Ord's going to go ahead and call their final timeout. It's now or never for Coach Alexander in game number one, Kearney Catholic 12, Ord 2. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, and Ord at the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. The opening match tonight, Ord defeated Donovan Trumbull 25-19, 22-25, and 25-19. We're in our second match, and early in the first set, it's all Kearney Catholic 12-2 over Ord. Shayla Connor with six in a row, and going for number seven, goes a little deeper. Krumel picks it up. Here's the set, Tumor. Tuma over the net, and Anderson will tip it down. This is definitely a case of what can go wrong will go wrong for the Lady Chanticleers, and Ord not having an opportunity to really put it down. Kearney Catholic right on top of them. And the serve, and another out of rotation on Ord. And Coach Alexander now wants to know who was out of rotation. Looks like somebody was just sitting in the wrong spot. And you can just kind of tell right now, Ord, a little out of sorts with not being able to pick the ball up, and a 3-point there for Kearney Catholic, and they don't need any. 14-2. So I'm not sure if it's a little nerves there or just not having enough time to recover from the Donovan Trumbull match, but Kearney Catholic comes out quickly, and Ord struggling. Now Carson off a quick, still put it down. That time, Ord handled the serve. Carson, who sets, can also at 6 or 5-11 put a big swing, and she finally took one, and Ord has their first kill of this match. 14-3, though. The Stars are up. Alexander to serve. Across the Messel, short right. Connor sets it to the outside. Anderson, left wing, comes near side, gets the kill. Number three for Megan Anderson. And back into the ball game for the Stars is going to be Haley McKelvey. Messel will serve. McCann will come out. Ord will drop back three defensively. And Messel floats it across, takes it right at Tuma. Up that time by Heil. Carson on the attack, tries it to Messel. Overpass, free ball at the net. Ord does not go with the quick swing. They'll set it up for Heil, and she'll miss it on the near side. If they call a tip, or do they just call it out? Nope, they're going to call it out. Point for Kearney Catholic. Ord's going to sub again. Sydney Krumel is going to check into the ball game. And Messel will serve. Michaela, usually the number one server. Coach Connor has changed her lineup a little bit tonight at Messel with the eight. Shayla Connor had been in the sixth spot to start things off, so they have kind of really inverted their lineup, and it's worked pretty well for the first time. Messel again, tackle ball over to Alexander. Tuma set, outside attack, going to be driven across by Peterson. Stars do pick it up, go to Anderson, block up front by Peterson, and a point for the Chanticleers. Katie Peterson with the ace block, and that's what the Chanticleer fans are used to seeing. into the ball game will be Welniak. Checking out will be Tierra Krumel, and back to serve Sydney Krumel. But it is all Kearney Catholic in the opening set, 17-4. And the serve. Down the middle it goes, and it is out of bounds. So right back over to Kearney Catholic. Bailey Sokolowski re-enters the ball game. Megan Anderson will serve it away. Anderson down the line to Peterson. Tuma sets outside. Here comes Carson. Blocked up front by McKelvey. Ace block for Haley McKelvey. And even on a nice play like that, the Chanticleers couldn't find a way to put that one down. Back into the ball game is going to be Holly Hiles. 19-4 your score. Anderson with the serve. Puts it across to Alexander. She passed it into the net. Another ace for Kearney Catholic. Of course, Ord has already used their two timeouts. And Kearney Catholic with their seventh ace serve of this opening set. 20-4. Ord's just ready to get on to the second set. Forget about this one, but they need to get a few points to go their way so that they can get back into it in the second set. As Carson just tips it across, up there by Conley, and returned by McKelvey. Free ball really here for Ord. Right side of the slide. It's going to be blocked. Nope. They're going to say Ord hit it into their own net. Peterson not going to get the call that time. 21-4, Kearney Catholic. I venture to say that Coach Alexander, in her tenure at Ord, has not been wiped on a set like this by anybody. Let's see if Ord can get a few more before the end of the match here. Carson off the block, takes it across. Here's McKelvey. She'll get the swing into the back row to Alexander. Carson sets outside. Welniak off the block, down and good. Molly Welniak with the second kill of this set, 21-5. Chance bring Kaylee Pelton back in. Nikki Carson will go back and serve. Studi in as the libero for Kearney Catholic. Carson serve. All he can do is keep playing at this point if he's the Chanticleers. As Connor sets it, Conley tips it across. It didn't really hit on all cylinders there. Welniak for Ward tips it over, and it's good. Back to back for Molly Welniak. Able to drop it in front of Connor, who was trying to get up there. And so Ward with their first point on serve here of the second match of the night. Nikki Carson, who didn't get a lot of points against Donovan Trumbull, gets the first one for Ward here. Tries to go into the far corner. Mestel backs up, makes the play. Back set Conley. Angle is wide open in the one hole. And Ellie Conley places it perfectly, her first kill. Into the ball game is going to be Allie Prasoski. And she'll go back and serve. The freshman getting her first start tonight. And Prasoski, with a 22-6 lead, serves it down the middle for Welniak. Carson sets Alexander. Back row. Attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. 2 points away from a win here in the opening set. Prasoski to serve. Allie checks things out. Floats it down the middle to Alexander. Alexander keeps it in the back row. It's rolled over by Peterson. Kearney Catholic will set to the outside. Here comes McKelvey off the block. It's saved by Pelton in a back row attack. Alexander. Dig is overpassed. Chanticleers try to tip it down, and they will with Kaylee Pelton. Vessel was able to dig it, but it went shooting back above the net, and Pelton will get her first kill. 23-7, Kearney Catholic, and Ord deserving with number two, Katie Peterson, and into the net. So it is game point here for Kearney Catholic in the opening set. 24-7, and trying to finish things off here will be Haley McKelvey on game point for Kearney Catholic. And the serve by McKelvey. Down the middle it goes. The pass is off the mark, and that's how the whole first set went. An ace serve for McKelvey. And if I got this right, I think that is eight ace serves in the opening game, which Kearney Catholic cruises to a 25-7 win over Ord. We'll come back, look at the numbers, get set for the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set here, which Kearney Catholic dominated. Ford had four kills, two for Molly Welniak, one for Kaylee Pelton, one for Nikki Carson. Carson had a service point, and Katie Peterson had an ace block. Four kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel had two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Haley McKelvey, three service points, two of them aces, an ace block. Morgan Studi, an ace serve. Shayla Connor, eight service points, three of them aces. Ellie Conley had a kill. Megan Anderson, three service points, one was an ace, three kills. And Allie Prasovsky had one service point. Kearney Catholic, seven kills, one ace block, but eight ace serves to win the opening set 25-7 over the Ord Lady Chanticleers. Let's see if Ord can bounce back and play like they have most of the season. 12-1 Kearney Catholic, 12-3 Ord. Head to the second set right after this.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Doug Duda, Dick McKinney here bringing you all the action as the Chanticleers try to bounce back from a first set rollover. Kearney Catholic is just one of those things, I guess you got to chalk it up to that's what happens, and that's what Ord's going to have to do, forget about that first set, as Kearney Catholic will serve it across here, and Prasovsky will do the job, and Ord will come big time with Alexander. What a dig in the back row, though, by Mestel. It bounces around to the ceiling for a while, and Ord gets it back over, or Kearney Catholic gets it over. Now Ord tips it over again. Stars have the ball. Back row, Mestel on the attack, dug out by the Chanticleers. Here's a set to the 10-foot line for Alexander, and Megan will knock it across. Connor sets outside McKelvey, tips it over. This is already one of the better points of the match. Back row attack. Going to be driven across strong by Peterson. Kearney Catholic with a dig. Back row. Studi takes it over, and they're going to call back row attack by the libero. Libero can hit it over, but you can't leave the floor. You can't hit it above your head, really. And so Ord's going to get the point and get the early lead here. So their first lead of the night. And back to serve it away will be Welniak. And they just look like they came out a little more fired up. Sokolowski tries to change that, and Bailey will get her first kill. So it's 1-1. But the important thing here is for Ord to play every point with the same enthusiasm that they played that first point. Back to serve it away is going to be McKelvey. Chanticleer is set outside. Alexander off the net goes angle. Overpass by McKelvey. Ord's got a free ball here. Carson goes outside, and it's going to be blocked. Sokolowski off the swing of Pelton. Bailey Sokolowski with the ace block. Kelly just serve it away. 2-1 now, Kearney Catholic. Has a good offensive positioning for Ord there. And this serve clips the net, picked up by the Chanticleers. In the middle, you've got Sydney Krubel in there. She knocks it over, but that doesn't matter. The Chanticleers make another great dig as Sokolowski is dug out after a big swing. Now Mestel tries, and this one is down and good. Mestel with the kill. Ord was in the net anyway, and it's 3-1, Kearney Catholic. So we've seen some rallies here in the first few points. But Kearney Catholic is still winning 3-1. And McKelvey's serve cuts this one down the middle. Picked up there by Katie Peterson. Set across by Kaylee Pelton. Connor sets close to the net. So close to the net that Sokolowski stepped under the net. She had to try and stay out of the net with that 6-1 frame. But when her foot came down, she crossed the center line. And Ord will pick up the point. In to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers will be Cherry Tuba. Tuba was pretty solid at the service line against Donovan Trumbull in a three-set win earlier. And now we'll try and tie it up here early in game number two. Over to Prasoski, close to the net. Connor dumps it over. Great take that time by Tuma, and it's passed back across. Stars slide, Sokolowski termination. Second kill for Bailey. So, again, Ward hanging, just not one of the points right now. Kearney Catholic really looking good as Anderson rotates back in. And to serve it away will be Studi. And Ord wants a rotation check here. They were called out of alignment or out of rotation earlier. Back to serve it away is Studi. Waiting for Ord to get set here. Don't forget, one more match after this is over. Kearney Catholic will take on the host, Donovan Trumbull. Now Studi with the jump serve. Floats it down the middle. Had a lot of movement on it. Alexander has it back to Megan. Near side attack. Off the block. Studi digs in. Kearney Catholic can't get it back over. Alexander with her first kill. Alexander and Carson, who lead the team on attacks, each had 11 against Donovan Trumbull. And Alexander back to serve it away. Megan serve. Very short right down the line to Studi. Passes off the mark. It's a 4-4. Chanticleer fans who didn't have much to cheer about in the opening set trying to make their voices heard here in the second set. Alexander serves different spot to Prasoski. Connor gets it up to Anderson from the 10-foot line, drives it over to Alexander. Carson, short set middle. Peterson taps it across. Anderson saves it, and all they can do is pass it over on the star side. Ward free ball, slide right side, going to be driven across by Peterson for the kill. Ward 5, Kearney Catholic 4. Alexander, first person to get more than one service point tonight. And another serve. She's moving around on that service line. Very short serve. Passed into the net. It's ace. This is what Ward wanted to do. This was the game plan. Serve Kearney Catholic tough. Serve the younger players, the freshmen and the sophomores out there, basically freshmen, to make them struggle a little bit. And that's exactly what Alexander's doing, moving it around. This time Kearney Catholic handles it. Tipped across by Messel. Ord goes middle. Quick kill. Down and good. Katie Peterson. The momentum starting to swing. And Ord, who got beat 25-7 in the first set, already has 7 and is up 7-4 in the second set. Alexander going for 5 in a row. Close this one to Studi. That's handled. Connor's going to dump it over. Welniak stabs at it. Ord will not get it back. As it went into the net, give Connor credit for shifting them off of their axes a little bit over there and give her the kill. Now Theron Baum's going to check in for the first time. Saw some action against Central Catholic on Tuesday nights. Shayla Connor now to serve it away. She had that 8-in-a-row run that really got the route started in the opening set. Tipped across by Peterson. Right side Baum off the block of Peterson. It's dug out by the Chanticleers. Good dig, Alexander, and passed across. Close to the net. Connor stays out of the net. Anderson's attack is blocked by Ord again. Messel's attack is over the block and down and good. So the point keeps going, and Kearney Catholic, no mistakes. They kept hammering away, and back into the ballgame, Holly Heil now, and Krumel will check out. 7-6. Ord with the lead in the second game, and Shayla Connor trying to tie it up. Very short serve. Welniak has it, though, to the outside. Here's Peterson. It's down. It's good. Katie Peterson with her third kill of this game. 8-6. Lady Chanticleers, and Heil goes back to serve. Heil, Alexander, Tuma, Welniak, Carson, Peterson in there for Ord. Studi, Messel, Connor, McCann, Baum, and Anderson on the floor right now for the Stars. A different look. Connor with the set right side. Messel goes up, knocks the ball over. Heil tips a hand on it. It's set back across by the Chanticleers. Kearney Catholic will slide it to Anderson, and she'll cut it for the kill. Nice play there by the Lady Stars. And Megan Anderson with her fourth kill. Ford 8, Kearney Catholic 7. All Kearney Catholic in the opening set 25-7. And earlier tonight, it was Ord having to go three sets to beat Donovan Trumbull. Chanticleers on serve receive. Carson rolls it into the back row, and it's just off the back line and out of bounds. We're tied at 8. See if Ord tries to get the ball to Carson a little bit more. Messel, another serve. Powerful jump serve at Alexander. Set Carson on the left side. She'll put it down. Nikki Carson just her second kill, but it gives Ord the ball back in a 9-8 lead. And back to serve it away will be Carson. Tuma rotates out, and Pelton is back in the front row. Carson serve, slaps it into the corner to Messel. Here's the set, Connor to the outside. McKelvey partially blocked. Dumped back over by Anderson. Good dig that time by Heil, but Ord cannot get it back. Anderson credit with the block. Hanging Anderson. Driving it down, getting the kill. Her fifth. 9-9, and now she'll go back and serve it. Cross to Welniak, set middle. Going to be tipped over there by Peterson. Arnie Kaplan to the outside. McKelvey drives it over. Overpass by Ord. It's into the net and down. Give the point to the Stars with Megan Anderson. No, excuse me, Haley McKelvey. That's her first kill. Haley McKelvey, my bad. And Carney Catholic grabs the lead back at 10-9. And Anderson to serve. Anderson served down the middle. It goes. Pass off the mark. And Ord's not going to get it back because it hits the Raptors. And it's 11-9. And it looks like Ward might use their first timeout. Or is Coach Alexander just going to go out and talk to her troops before the serve? It looks like that's going to be the case. Ward 11-9 now, trailing, make it 11-10. Kearney Catholic with a service there. Steedy comes back in defensively for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And back distributed away is going to be Katie Peterson. Peterson serve over to Studi. Bomb ran it down. Back row attack by Mestel. Dug out by the Chanticleers. Close to the net. A little joust. Now Sokolowski gets a free swing. And Bailey's going to be able to put it away. Third kill for Bailey Sokolowski in this game. 12-10. Kearney Catholic leading Ward. They won the first set easily. 25-7. And Allie Prasovsky rotates back into the volleyball match to serve it away. Prasovsky served, just got it over the net. She tried that real short one. And Ord will get it to the outside. Pelton's left-handed swing dug out. Sokolowski tips it over. Sokolowski with the open kill. Bailey, four kills now. 13-10. And back in will be Sydney Kubel for the Lady Chanticleers. And Tiara will come out. So a switch of the Krumels there for Coach Alexander. And Prasovsky on the serve. Floats that knuckleball down the middle. Takes it at Krumel to the outside. Alexander, and it's hammered down, but picked up out of the net. Great dig by Sokolowski. Sent over McKelvey. Alexander again. This time goes with the roll. McKelvey with the dig. Slide to Sokolowski, but she's deep that time. Point Lady Chanticleers. What a dig off that mammoth swing from Alexander midway through the point. Now Welniak will go back to serve it away. Molly puts the ball in the air here for Ward. Right down the middle to Studi. Connor with the set. Sokolowski tips over the double block, and she's out. We're going to say that on the near side or the far side over there, she just got a little too much on the tip, and it's a one-point game. Welniak now goes for the tie. And Molly's serve midway through game two is too deep and out of bounds. 14-12 Kearney Catholic. As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, including Valentino's, Buffalo County Farm Bureau, B&B Carpeting, Newtech Seed, and the Midway Auto Group. As McKelvey loads that serve into the back row. Outside Alexander, good swing. It's down. They called it out. They called it out. Very close. I thought it was good, but they call it out. And McKelvey picks up another service point. And instead of it being a one-point game, it's a three-point game for Kearney Catholic. McKelvey into the back corner. Chanticleers pick it up, and the attack again is going to be down, and this time they'll call it good for Kaylee Pelton. Speaking of Midway Auto Group, want to thank them for the sharp Chevy Silverado that we're getting around into our broadcasts over the last couple of weeks. Stop by and see the Midway Auto Group today or go to thinkmidway.com. Check out everything on their line. Janet clears the serve. Tuma will put it across. Sokolowski on the right side. Puts it into the net. The attack error makes it 15-14. Ward down by one. And Tuma back to serve it away again. Tuma takes her time. Surveys the defense. Goes cross court to Studi. Connor sets it to the outside. Mestel off the back foot. Takes it across. Ward goes Alexander. Good set, but the attack is wide and out of bounds. So Ward keeps trying to play catch-up, but they have not been able to grab the lead They were up 7-4. Kearney Catholic got it up to 13-10. They've had the lead since. Studi's jump serve. Tuma able to dig it out, but it's going to have to be swept across from the back line, and it's too deep and out of bounds. And Orr's going to call a timeout. First timeout of the second set. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-7, and they lead 17-14. Game two here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School for tonight's Loop Flat Conference Volleyball Triangular. Studi's serving it away here with a 17-14 lead, and she's going to get an ace. So Studi, picking up her second ace serve, makes it 18-14 in favor of Kearney Catholic. After winning the first set easily. Next serve is across, picked up there by Alexander. It has to be set across by Heil. Overpass, and Alexander went for the quick and dumped it into her own net. So Ward, they're trying maybe even too hard here, and it resulted in a couple of errors out there. Studi to serve, looking for four in a row now. It was 15-14, now it's 19-14, and it's going to be an ace serve, 20-14. 20-14 in favor of Kearney Catholic, looking for their 13th win of the season and playing very, very well after that loss to Grand Island Central Catholic. And it wasn't like they played bad against Central Catholic either. Rotation check here for Ord, who has one timeout remaining. But Ord just got shellacked here in the opening set after winning in three sets earlier today. Just got shellacked in our first set here against Kearney Catholic, 25-7. Now Studi to serve it away. And Morgan's jump serve. Fired across, overpass by Ward. Posofsky to Connor. Slide Anderson close to the net, but Anderson's tall enough that she can tip it down. And for Megan, that'll be her sixth kill. So it looks like Kearney Catholic has hit another run here. We've got a timeout on the floor. Ward will use their second timeout. Kearney Catholic leading it 21-14. We're back after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Duda and Grant Sparks back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. As we're 4 points away from our second match being over, it's pink out night here for the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. They'll have a little ceremony before our final match. And then they'll get ready to take on Kearney Catholic. Donovan Trumbull fell to Ord in the first match tonight in three sets, and Ord is about ready to go down here to Kearney Catholic unless they can really get things turned around. As Studi serves it across at 21-14, overpass, free ball. Connor on the swing is dug out by Heil. Now Carson will put it away from the Libby Chanticleer. Third kill for Nikki Carson. And that at least gets the ball back on the orange side out. And Megan Alexander will go back and serve it away. 21-15. Alexander serves. She had a good run last time she was back there. Takes it Studi. Set middle. Mestel is wide open. She's going to get the kill. So it quickly turns around. Mestel with her sixth kill. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show. Theron Baum checks back into the ball game here for the Stars. And the serve is going to be Shayla Connor. Right down the middle to Welniak. Set high to the outside. Carson, she'll get the kill. Fourth kill for Nikki Carson. But you have to know that Ord is using this as a measuring stick tonight for the conference tournament. Ord has already beaten Wood River this year, probably their strongest opponent in C2. And you got to think that they're going to be the top three teams when the conference tournament rolls around, hosted by Ord. It's Baron Baum with a big swing. Alexander with a nice dig. Carson gets it outside. Welniak punches it over. Studi with the dig for the Stars. Now Anderson has a set a little too high. Mistimed her jump. Falls on the Stars' side. Point Kearney Catholic, or point Ord. And Holly Heil serving again, 22-17. Heil serve. Takes it down the line to McKelvey. Connor has to run after it, and she is not going to get to it inside. That was McCann with the serve received, not McKelvey. And Kearney Catholic may be calling a timeout here. It is an ace serve from Holly Heil, but they decide not to call the timeout. I'm guessing if Ord gets another point, we'll see one. Coach Chris Connor is up off the bench. Serve to Studi. Connor sets. Right side, Bestel. Good look, but she hit the antenna. It's point Ord. Now the timeout comes. Four in a row for the Chanticleers. They're trying to come back. It is Kearney Catholic 22, Ord 19. Game two. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School, where the Ord Lady Chanticleers have scored four in a row to cut a seven-point deficit down to three. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-7. But Ord is battled them a lot tougher here in game two. It's 22-19, Kearney Catholic. Ord with the volleyball. Holly Heil still at the service line after getting three in a row. Heil receives the volleyball and now tries to get three more in a row. And that would tie it up. Heil, good serve to Studi. Stays in the back row. McCann going to have to be passed across. So a free ball here for Ord. Carson with the set. They slide Peterson right side. Studi with a good one arm up. Connors hits outside. Messel. She's blocked it out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic. Great dig that time by Studi to take the momentum away from the Chanticleers. And it's now 23-19, and Messel will go back to serve it away. Messel serve. Good one to Alexander. Set by Tuma. Outside Welliak. She'll put it down for a Chanticleer point. Third kill from Holly Welliak. First of this game. Ward gets it back. Carson to serve. Helton back into the front row. 23-20. Ward spotted Kearney Catholic. Too big of a lead there, though. Ward was up at 7-4 one time, and then they were down 21-14. Right side attack. Anderson down and good. It is match point. The Ord fans wanted a carry or a lift on Kearney Catholic, didn't get the call. So it is match point here for Kearney Catholic in their first meeting of the year with Ord, and Megan Anderson is set to serve it away. 24-20, Stars a point away from the victory. And Anderson with the serve. Down the middle it goes to Welniak, stays in the back row. Set to Carson. All she can do is dump it across. The bomb is there. Connor sets Sokolowski middle. Blocked up front. Stars dig. Bomb gets it outside to McKelvey. She punches it and it's blocked up there. Quick return by the Stars. Carson sets outside. Pelton is deep on the attack, and that's the end of the match. And Kearney Catholic will win it in straight sets, 25-7 and 25-20. Kearney Catholic will improve to 13-1 on the season, and Ord will fall to 12-4. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
With producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Donovan Trumbull, where the first two matches are in the books, and Ord goes 1-1. They'll head home. Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull have another match coming up here in just about 20 minutes. So stay with us. Let's take a look at the final numbers here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks to the downtown Kearney Center, of course, also located in downtown Ord. You love the Huskers. They've got the gear for you. You need Chanticleer stuff at Ord. They've got it for you. Kearney Catholic Apparel and Kearney, they've got it for you at Misco Sports. Of course, Ord playing a much better second set here. Their numbers, Katie Peterson, 3 kills. Holly Heil, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Megan Alexander, 4 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Molly Woliak, 1 service point, 1 kill. Nikki Carson, 3 kills. And Jerry Tuba, 1 service point. 9 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves for Ord. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had a service point and 4 kills. Haley McKelvey had 3 service points and a kill. Morgan Studi, 5 service points. 2 of those were aces. Shayla Connor, a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and 4 kills. Megan Anderson, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. And Allie Prasoski, 1 service point. 14 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves as the Stars take game two, 25-20 to win it in straight sets. We'll give you the overall final numbers after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the overall match. For Ord, Katie Peterson, an ace block, 3 kills. Holly Heil, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. Kaylee Pelton, 2 kills. Megan Alexander, 4 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Molly Walniak, a service point, 3 kills. Nikki Carson, a service point, 4 kills. And Jerry Tuma had 1 service point. 13 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves. Ord will fall to 12-4 on the season and head to Gothenburg for a tournament on Saturday, then to Loup City for a triangular with Loup City and Adams Central on Thursday. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, we had Michaela Mestel with 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 7 kills, tied for the team high. Haley McKelvey, 6 service points. 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and 1 kill. Morgan Studi, 6 service points. 3 of them aces. Shayla Connor led the team in serving. She had 8 in a row in that first set. Ended up with 9 in a row, or 9 total, with 3 aces, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and 4 kills. Ellie Connolly, 1 kill. Megan Anderson, 6 service points. 2 of the aces also had 7 kills to tie for the team high with Mestel. And Allie Prasoski had 2 service points. Kearney Catholic had 21 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 11 ace serves as they improved to 13-1 on the season with a 25-7, 25-20 win over the Ord Lady Chanticleers. They'll play Donovan Trumbull in our next match, and then it's off to Ravenna for a duel 1 week from tonight. So after tonight, they've got the match at Ravenna, and then they're off to the next week when the Loup Flat Conference Tournament will get underway with the semifinals and finals to be held in Ord on October 11th and 13th, which you'll hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9. First match tonight, Ord defeated Donovan Trumbull 25-19, 22-25, and 25-19. Now Kearney Catholic has beaten Ord 25-7 and 25-20. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Visco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether it's Huskers, Lopers, Kearney Catholic, Kearney High, or just your favorite Major League Baseball team or NFL squad, college football, they've got hats, they've got coats, they've got shoes to get you a little bit more exercise for the winter. Maybe you need some sweatshirts. They got them there for you as well. Visco Sports, serving the folks of Central Nebraska daily. We'll take a break and be back with the final match in about 20 minutes between Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you again at about 7:45.